ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
You're listening to Bongo and the Toots in the morning on Wobble FM, wobbling your way through the work week.
Whoa, I tell you what, folks, it's a hot one out here today.
Yeah, totally. I saw a kid trying to cool off his hot pocket by sticking it in lava.
Ouch! I just saw a chicken lay an omelet.
Oh, but seriously, folks, stay safe out there. Find some shade, drink plenty of water.
Yeah, because hydration is cool.
Yeah! Okay, don't go anywhere, folks. All your favorite summer tunes coming up right after these messages.
Summer heat got you down? Well, then head on over to the Spit Take Restaurant. Moist, bitter, and...
Wow! Ooh, Mindy, you really picked a hot day to go to the beach. I'm sweating through my elbow patches.
Ugh, still can't believe you were able to get a full-body tweed swimsuit tailor-made.
Man, does this ice cream truck of yours have air conditioning? I'm gonna need to turn it on.
It is on.
It is?
Uh-huh. See, check out the dial on the dashboard.
Mindy, this is set to 90 degrees Fahrenheit.
And?
Mindy, why in the wow do you have the heater on?
Because I wanted to set it to a temperature that would help us to get in the mood for the beach.
Well, I'm going to have to bring this down to a comfortable and climate-friendly 77 degrees Fahrenheit or 25 degrees Celsius.
But careful, the button's only held on by gum.
So much better.
We're here. Come on, let's get out before everyone else eats all the sand.
Mindy, my door isn't opening.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Here, I can help you with that. Ugh, see, I had to rejig up this door after I converted this ice cream truck into a food truck, and then I had to turn the food truck into a portable ball pit truck, and then I had to turn the ball pit back into the ice cream truck, and oh, man, it's not working.
So, how do I get out?
Well, like this.
How do you do that every day, Mindy?
Steel-toed flip-flops. Now, let's go hit the beach.
Whew. Mindy, it must be 100 degrees out here. I'm going to need my parasol. Hold on one sec.
All right, let me just grab the steering wheel. There we go.
Mindy, did you just pull the steering wheel off the dashboard of your ice cream truck?
Uh-huh.
Why in the world would you do that?
So nobody drives away with the truck. Now come on, let's kick it. Must be like a billion degrees out here. Walk, 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 walk,
man,
walk.
This beach is packed, Mindy.
Tell me about it. Looks like the whole neighborhood is here. Hey, look, there's Thomas Fingerling.
Cowabunga! Scope out that epic surf, bro. Toss me my board, I'm gonna hit the lip and then just hang ten.
Hey, and look, there's Grandma G-Force.
Hang ten, Fingerling, you'd be lucky if you could still hang five.
No way, dude. I could never hang five.
And is that Dennis?
Hey, Mindy. Hi, guy. Check it out. I got a new full-body nylon blend swim master bathing suit.
Yep, that's Dennis, all right. Whoa.
I'm fully protected from the sun's harmful rays. The hydrophobic material is as slippery as a dolphin's nose.
What is he talking about?
Nothing can stop me, except for maybe a jellyfish, or a shark, or seaweed, or a wayward vessel.
Or a thanks, Dennis.
Or night.
Boy, all we're missing is...
Reggie,
what are you doing here? I thought you were meeting your friends in the park.
He says that the bird bath was too crowded. Okay, Reg, see you later. All right, let's see here. Oh, this looks like a good place to set up.
Okay, well, let me just set up the parasol here.
Okie doke.
Stand back, Mindy. 3, 2, 1.
Wow.
Ah, there we go. Okay. Let me just get out my beach bag. Okay, let's see. What do we have here? I got some beach towels, some sunscreen.
SPF 350?
UV protective sombrero, microscope.
Microscope?
Kale chips, some caviar for you, Mindy.
Aw, you remembered!
Yep.
Did you bring the bun so I could make a caviar sandwich?
Here you go.
Thank you very much.
Sunglasses, sun gloves, zinc cream, sun neck protector.
Guy Raz, do you think that maybe you're just taking this whole sun safe thing just a teensy bit too far?
Oh, no, there's no such thing as being too sun safe, Mindy. Now pass me my sunderwear.
I don't want to handle your sunderwear. Guy Raz, is there anything in this sun safety bag of yours that's actually going to help us with this heat?
Well, I'm afraid not, Mindy. And with the changing climate, these heat waves are just going to become much more common.
You mean because of global warming?
Well, technically, Mindy, many scientists prefer the term climate change nowadays because although the global temperature is rising overall, this increase in temperature is messing with the planet's climate.
And just to be clear, climate is not the same thing as weather, right?
That's right. Weather is what happens in our atmosphere week to week. The climate, on the other hand, specifically refers to larger patterns in our atmosphere that occur over several decades.
So when we say climate change, we mean that long-term, the atmosphere is changing because of the higher temperatures.
Exactly. And a changing climate means more extreme weather, like this heat wave.
Gangway! Whoa! Gnarly.
Thomas Fingerling?
What's up?
Is that an ironing board?
Oh, well, it depends on how you look at it, I guess.
Well, why did you bring an ironing board to the beach?
Oh, don't be so aggro, dude. This is just my fun board. I use it for new school and the party waves, you dig? You newbies gonna drop in? It's tubular out there.
Well, actually, Minnie and I were just discussing how this heat wave may in fact be the result of climate change.
The heat wave is from climate change? Well, if it means more beach days, sign me up for climate change.
Sorry, Thomas Fingerling, but that is not how climate change works.
It isn't?
No, just because it's warmer here doesn't mean it's a perfect beach day everywhere on the planet.
Oh, but I thought it was global warming.
Well, technically, yes, but now some scientists are preferring the term climate change because the increasing temperature of the planet is actually changing our climate.
Which may mean more heat waves like this one here.
Or it could mean more hurricanes or more extreme snowstorms.
Snowstorms? I don't think my fun board will make it through that gnarly pow-pow.
The fact is, our climate is a very delicate thing. And if we let the temperature of the planet increase by even 1.5 degrees, it could throw our whole weather system out of whack.
Out of whack? That's the name of mine and Chief Force's hip-hop album. Want to buy a copy?
Huh?
Never mind. It's too cool for you Quimbies. Mind if I set up my beanbag here in your shade? I can feel the top of my head frying.
Of course, Thomas Fingerling. Come, take a seat.
Yeah, there's plenty of room.
Oh, thank goodness. Say, this is a cool little umbrella you got here, Mr. Razzie.
Well, actually, it's not an umbrella. It's a parasol. This one is actually really super special to me. It's based on a design from the Edo period in Japan. It's super handy on hot days like this. Here, look. Hot. Cool. Hot. Cool. If only it was this easy to cool down the planet.
Say that again?
It's based off a design from the Edo period in Japan?
No, the other thing you said, right after that.
Oh, if only it was this easy to cool down the planet?
Yes.
Well, what about it, Mindy?
Well, maybe it is.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about throwing shade.
Throwing shade? You mean that new TV show where two people sit down and insult each other in front of a live studio audience?
I say, your fashion sense is little more than that of a whiffle-waffling saddle goose.
Why would you say that?
Let's throw chairs!
I'm not talking about the TV show Throwing Shade, Guy Raz. I'm talking about the Olympic event where you hurl umbrellas like javelins.
Really?
No. I'm talking about a brand new research project from Harvard University where these scientists plan to basically create a great big parasol for the Earth.
Wow, for real?
Yeah, but instead of using fabric like your parasol here, these scientists are going to be using antacid to help control the temperatures down here on Earth.
Antacid? You mean like the kind of medicine you might take if you have an upset tummy?
Yep, same stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's what I use to control my toots.
Gesundheit!
Pardon?
So, Mindy, how in the world are these scientists going to use stomach medication to help cool down the planet?
Well, Guy Raz, the technical name for this stomach medication is calcium carbonate, and it's the same stuff found in snail shells and limestone.
Huh.
And what these scientists are hoping to do is to release particles of this shiny and reflective chemical into our atmosphere to reflect some of the sunlight back out into space and bring temperatures under control here on Earth.
Kind of like how this parasol is blocking out some of the sunlight on us and keeping us cool.
Exactoritos. It's a process called geosolar engineering, which is basically just a fancy way of saying altering the atmosphere.
Geosolar engineering, huh? I think I've heard about this before, Mindy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what you're talking about is humans purposely altering the atmosphere to try and lower the global temperature.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, this kind of geosolar engineering happens from time to time in the natural world.
It does?
Yeah, especially after volcanic eruptions.
Volcanic eruptions?
Yeah, after a volcano erupts, it spews tons and tons of dirt and sulfur way up into our atmosphere, and it blocks out the sunlight and creates a sort of giant parasol around the planet.
Just like what these scientists are trying to do.
Exactly. In fact, there was a famous case of this in 1963. A volcano in Indonesia erupted, and it lowered the Earth's average temperature by 0.7 degrees Fahrenheit that year.
Wow. Was it because the ash from the volcano threw shade over that part of the planet?
Well, that's what the scientists concluded.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Balloons here. Get your balloons here.
I'm gonna get me some raccoons. Where's my pocketbook?
Yeah.
Grandma G-Force, where'd you come from?
I've been here this whole time. You didn't recognize me on account of Fingerling made me into a sand mermaid. I got flippers. Huh? They don't work.
Oh.
Balloons here. Get your balloons.
Oh, I want one. Excuse me, sir? Sir?
Yes, hello, ma'am.
Hi, yes, I would like one of your finest balloons, please.
Well, these are all the finest. I've got gas, hopper, cluster, water, solar, fire, observation, decoy, weather, and if you're looking to spend the big bucks, I've got a hot air balloon back in my van.
I will take one weather balloon, please, and thank you. That's the type of balloon that they're planning to use to spread the calcium carbonate into our atmosphere to make that giant chemical parasol.
Okie dokie, here you go. 1 8-foot diameter weather balloon. It's filled with helium, so if you let it go, you're probably not going to see it again.
Whoops, I let it go. Sorry.
Oh, okay, here's another one. Make sure to hold tight this time. Will that be all?
No, actually, that's not all. You wouldn't happen to have a couple of pounds of calcium carbonate on you, would you?
Nope, sorry. Just sold my last bucketful to that lady down there.
This ain't no sherbert. Here, you lick it, Fingerling.
No way, dude.
Ooh, is she eating the calcium carbonate?
Grandma G-Force, don't eat the calcium carbonate.
Yeah, don't eat it.
I'll do what I want.
That's true, she does.
Okay, so what does this balloon have to do with climate change, Mindy?
What? Oh, right. So those scientists from Harvard University are going to get that calcium carbonate up into the atmosphere.
With a weather balloon?
Well, with a custom-made weather balloon, so it might look a little different from this one.
Right, right. So how would it work?
Okay, So later this year, these scientists plan to send this specialized weather balloon 12 miles up into our atmosphere, where it would then use a propeller to stir the calcium carbonate into clouds.
Which hopefully will then reflect some sunlight back out into space.
And cool the planet.
Right. So why calcium carbonate, Mindy? I mean, I know it's super reflective, but why not something else?
Well, I mean, you can't just go around putting anything you want into the atmosphere.
That is true. I mean, putting too much carbon dioxide into the atmosphere is what got us into this climate change conundrum in the first place.
Right. So these scientists did a bunch of testing with a bunch of different chemicals and found that heavy metals, like chlorine, for example, would be bad and toxic for the environment.
And what about sulfur? Because that's the primary chemical that's found in all of those volcanic eruptions.
Well, they tested that too and found that calcium carbonate is even less harmful than that, and it could even help heal some of the damage that has already been done.
That's amazing.
But, and this is a big but.
I get it.
This is not a solution to climate change.
But Mindy, I thought you said this was going to reduce temperatures here on Earth.
Well, that's the idea, but it won't last forever.
So this is just a temporary plan?
Exactly. Think of it like putting tape over your leaky nose. It's going to hold your snot in for a while, but eventually you're going to have to get a new nose. But if this works, it will definitely buy us more time.
And boy, do we need all the time we can get. But by the way, did you ever read that IPCC report I sent you?
The ICUPP report?
No, Mindy, the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
Oh, right, the ICMEPP report. Yes. No, I did not see that. What did it say?
The IPCC, or Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, is a group of scientists from all over the world who've gotten together to try and figure out how we can stop and hopefully reverse climate change.
And what did they figure out?
Well, in a report they released in 2018, they said that we have just 12 years to turn this ship around and start reducing our impact on the climate.
Oh, man. So even though solar geoengineering might not be a permanent solution to climate change, it could help buy us some more time to figure out how to do that.
Well, that's the idea.
Incoming!
It's raining volleyballs! Climate change is here! Run!
Mr. Fingerling, are you all right?
Yeah, sorry. But I just had a bad dream is all. Now, who's hitting volleyballs at my noggin?
Reggie did it!
Dennis!
Mindy! Guy! Little help?
I don't suppose you guys want to play doubles. Mindy, do you want to play?
I'm in.
I was a volleyball champ in 1932. Back then, we called it Lofty Smash.
What about teams of three and we all use Dennis for the ball?
Oh, ha ha. Fine. Teams of three, but we're playing by European standardized rules and I will be enforcing them. Now, when it comes to the utilization of the so-called 5-in-1 system,
Dennis!
I think it goes without saying that we should...
Wow in the World, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message for parents come from Smash Boom Best, a kids' debate podcast from APM that's back with new episodes. Smash Boom Best uses facts and the power of persuasion to help kids decide which is better between two amazing things, like unicorns versus dragons, chocolate versus cheese, or flying versus invisibility. The topics are fun, but every episode also teaches real skills about constructive debate and making sound arguments. Listen to Smash Boom Best wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello there, Grover here to tell you all about Laugh Kits. Every good laugh kit starts with a rubber chicken. Funny every
no,
time.
No, Grover, we're here to talk about Life Kit Parenting, a new podcast for grown-ups about how to raise awesome kids with help from Sesame Street.
Oh, that sounds pretty good too.
We hope so. Find it on Apple Podcasts or at npr.org/lifekit.
So, do they have any advice about canceling a very large rubber chicken order?
Yeah. That's it. Back to the show.
What in the world? to record.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. This is Kayix. I live in Pennsylvania. And my wow in the world is that some crows are so smart that they play pranks on each other. Say hi to Grandma G-Force.
You want a wrestle?
Thumberling. Okay, I don't know how to say his name.
What? Don't know how to say his name? Well, what in the world was it? Well, what do you know? I plumb forgot.
Fingerling.
Right, G-Force, I'm trying to think. Something with a thumb.
Hi, I'm Alma.
Hi, I'm Flint. We are from Princeton, Massachusetts, and all around the world is a snake. At the New England Aquarium, cloned itself and had 18 babies. Reggie, will you fly me down to see the babies? See you at the pop-up show. Bye!
Bye!
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Amelia, and I live in Kalamazoo. And my wow in the world is that owls swallow their food whole.
Hello, I am Malcolm, and I live in Duncan, British Columbia, Canada. And my wow in the world is that there are actually earthquakes on the moon. Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Brooke, and I am from Australia and the Gold Coast. My wow in the world is marsupials are animals that carry their babies in pouches, like kangaroos, wombats, koalas, and Tasmanian devils.
Hi, Guy, Roz, and Mindy. My name is Ben, and I live in Vancouver, BC. My fact is anteaters don't have teeth. Say hi to Grandma G-Force and Reggie for me.
Booyah!
Hi, Mindy. Hi, Guy, Roz. I'm Lola.
And I'm Luz.
And we're from Des Moines, Iowa.
Our wow in the world is water bears.
Even if you put them in lava or in space, they will still survive.
We love your show.
Say hi to Reggie for us.
And Thomas Fingerling.
Fingerling, that's what it is. All right, rewind the tape now. I could tell that youngster.
End of messages.
Ooh.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for hanging out with us this week on Wow in the World.
And to keep the wow rolling, check out this week's scientific conversation starters at our website, wowintheworld.com.
And grown-ups, there you can find more info on how your kids can become members of the World Organization of Wowzers, shop our wow shop, upload photos and videos to us, and check dates for our upcoming live events. That's wowintheworld.com.
Our show is produced by Jed Anderson,
who provides the bells, whistles, and silly characters. Say hello, Jed.
Hello.
Our show is written by me, Guy Raz, and Thomas Van Kalken, who also provides silly characters. Tom?
Hello there.
Thanks also to Jessica Bodie, Casey Kofer, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Alex Curley. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. For more info on their two-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big WOW to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of the show.
Also, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to WOW in the World on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, leave us a few stars, a review, or just tell a friend about the show.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing.
Jinx!
Was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
Let's play some games, everybody.
I'm Ophira Eisenberg, host of NPR's Ask Me Another. Are you looking for the answer to life's funnier questions?
Zamboni?
That is correct. Every week, we blend comedy plus a special celebrity interview.
Jim Gaffigan.
I've always done acting. I just have never gotten roles.
Listen and tell your friends.